Parshas Vayechi. So the first Rashi in Vayechi gives two reasons for why this Parsha is sasim, closed, meaning there's no space in between the end of Vayigash and the beginning of Vayechi in the Sefer Torah. His second reason being that Yaakov wanted to reveal the Kates, when the final redemption would be, but Hashem closed this information off from him, so the Parsha is sasim. Now, isn't it strange that Yaakov would be telling of the Geula before there was even Galus Mitzrayim? Sheba Mitzrayim hadn't even started yet. So Rabbi Shmuel Zucker explains as follows. Yaakov's level was that even in Galus, he was never actually in Galus. Last week, as Yaakov was on his way to Mitzrayim, Hashem told him, I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim. I'm going to go up with you as well. And the Mefarshim link the Anoichi here to the Anoichi of Matan Torah, which was the highest point we reached after the Geula from Mitzrayim. Hashem was telling Yaakov that as you go down to Mitzrayim, you're on the same level as Matan Torah. He always lived with the highest level of connection. Within the Galus, the darkness of Mitzrayim, Yaakov Avinu lived with the awareness of Matan Torah. The Rizal famously tells us that the Shirush of Rabbi Kiva's Neshama was Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov and Akiva are the same letters. When Rabbi Kiva saw a fox emerging from the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash, others cried, but he laughed because he too lived with the awareness of the Geula. Even though he was in Galus, the fox symbolized the Geula is going to yet come. This idea is expressed in the Pasuk Shema Yisrael as well. Rashi explains that this pasuk refers to the state of Galus and to the state of Geula at the same time. Hashem Elokeinu refers to this world when Hashem is only our God because the Goyim deny Him, and Hashem Echad refers to the future world when everyone's going to accept Hashem. The hidden meaning of this pasuk of Shema is to be able to live physically in Galus yet connect to Geula at the same time. Why does Torah Shabbat Peh begin with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? Because Torah Shabbat Peh itself is a light of Torah that emerges from within the darkness of Galus. Therefore, it begins with the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael that a Yid has the ability even in Galus to be connected to the highest levels. A wonderful remnant to this is that Vayechi has 85 Pehei Psukim hinting to us that practically we learn from this parsha, it's Pehei Psukim, and specifically Yaakov Avinu, how to live in Galus while being connected to the Geula. By learning Torah Shabbat Peh, we tap into that experience of Geula even in the darkness of Galus. With that, we should be zeichet to the Geula Shleima V'Amitis B'Meher V'Yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.